Sextus peered over his spectacles across a summer salad.
I agree with Melis. They must learn their lesson. It's lucky the two rats found them. What do you make of those two?
Melis stared hard at the pair, who were bolting down everything in sight ravenously.
I don't like them or trust them. Cook and carpenter, indeed. Got sea rats stamped all over their scurvy hides.
Again, I agree with you, my friend,
said Saxtus as he broke a fresh oat file to have with his salad.
But without them, the little ones might have come to harm. They haven't showed bad will to any beast so far, and with that in mind, we cannot refuse them the hospitality of Redwall. They must be treated as harmless lost travellers.
Simeon smiled broadly at Melissa's answer.
Harmless lost travellers, my left footpaw.
Blaggett dug his spoon into a bowl of mixed fruits with honey.
This is the life, eh, Captain?
He said as he shovelled it down with gusto.
These is the fanciest victuals I ever ate in me life. Pass me that fizzy strawberry stuff.
Slip was forging hastily through a wedge of yellow cheese, studded with beechnuts, but he could not resist a sarcastic dig at the former bosun of the Pale Queen.
Fanciest victuals you ever ate, eh? Didn't they have stuff like this at Blaggett Mansions?
Blaggett grabbed two hot blackberry scones from a passing tray.
Blaggett Mansions? Where's that? Pity he ain't got no seaweed grog. Ouch!
He jumped sharply as Slip's claws nipped his stomach. The sea rat captain saw Melis watching them, so he pasted a smile on his face as he muttered threateningly.
Listen, Onion Bonds, one more mention of seaweed grog and I'll rip your nose off, see? If they hear you blathering on about seaweed grog, they'll know for sure we're sea rats.
But Blaggett was enjoying himself. He bit deep into a plum cake, spraying crumbs across the table as he addressed Melis.
Oi there, striped dog. Where's me two little mateys? You should have invited them to the party.
The old badger glared dangerously at him.
They're fast asleep in bed, and my name is not Striped Dog. It's Melis. Is that clear?
Blissfully unaware of the wrath he had nearly brought down on his own head, the sea rat answered.
Clear as a fat merchant ship. Pleased to meet you, Melis. My name's Blaggett. But the captain here calls me Fathead and Lazy Paws and Baggy Bum and such like names. Oh, he's a one for the names, is the captain.
He was jolted by repeated kicks from Slip beneath the table.
Will you stow all that captain? You're an addle-nosed, bottle-brained, butter-bellied barnacle.
Blaggett winced until the kicking stopped.
Aye, aye, captain. Oh, look, they got trifle, Captain.
The bad manners of the two sea rats were tolerated with great patience by most of the Redwallers, though Melis and Sister Sage were forced to stifle stern comments when Abbot Saxtus looked reprovingly over his spectacle tops at them. Slip and Blaggett continued grabbing and gorging with scant regard to the other diners. After the meal, most of the abbey creatures took themselves off to the dormitories with sighs of relief. Brother Malin was heard to murmur as he and Melis helped to clear the tables.
I suppose we'll have the pleasure of those two at breakfast tomorrow morning. If I had my way, I'd sit them both outside the gate to share a trough.
The old badger nodded in agreement as she folded a cloth.
There's no excuse for bad manners. I wish that I'd had charge of those two rats when they were dippins. I'd have made them sit up straight and behave. Indeed, I would.